Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and just want to thank so many of our listeners that have been so encouraging, both going to our Facebook page, Hope Is Here, my personal page, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, and just how blessed they have been. We went over 10,000 podcasts downloaded. By the time you hear this, it'll be last week, and just so humble that in only 9.5 months that we have had 10,000 podcasts downloaded, and know so many people that have shared them with other friends. They're going through a tough time on some of the topics we have talked about to give them hope for another day, and it's humbling. It blesses my soul most of all. I think it blesses the Lord to know that His people are trying to encourage one another and give them hope. And when I stepped out in faith back in December of 2017, I never dreamed it would come to fruition this quickly. I had a dream of felt the Lord put in my heart back in the fall after a friend of mine who I did his wedding had committed suicide and left his precious daughters, 5 and 7, without a dad anymore, and nobody saw it coming. And felt like I wanted to be obedient, but obviously Satan made me doubt it at times. And I'm just so thankful for the encouragement we've gotten by people listening faithfully and sharing words of encouragement through email, Facebook post, text, phone calls. Just been really, really just wonderful, and just want to say thank you. Also, so many people have stepped up to help pay for the ministry. We are a 501c3, and I know that people, when they make a donation, they want to be able to get a tax deduction for it. I understand that. So I went through the process of that and paid the fees to do that. And so we are tax deductible. Hope Is Here Ministries. So if you wanted to make a donation, we've got several people that are monthly supporters, from $25 a month to $75 a month. And then we have people that just randomly will give $200, or got a check in the mail actually from a listener, some listeners in Virginia that got an unexpected bonus check. And always want to remind you, I want you to tithe at your church first and make sure you do that. Then whatever else God has entrusted you with, then give to our ministry, Hope Is Here. But they got an unexpected bonus check at their house, and the couple prayed about it and said they have been blessed by Hope Is Here, and sent a check for $3,000. And it was just so humbling and so thankful to know that we're doing that, not just here in Central Kentucky, but, all the way over in Virginia. And just thankful for what God's done, and just so encouraging as we get ready to come upon our one-year anniversary. I believe December 4th was our first program. So also want to thank Susan Coates, who is my administrative assistant, who's phenomenal, just does so many things behind the scenes and gets those podcasts available. And I've been going through a tough time with her mom and dad's health and becoming a caregiver, and she juggles a lot of hats. And just want to ask for prayer for her and her family, and appreciate all that she does to make this ministry possible. Well, I want to talk to you today. I want to get back in James. We've been talking some about the book of James, and look at James chapter 4. It's, what is the source of conflict in your life or relationships? What is the source of conflict in your life or relationships? I don't know anybody that doesn't have conflict with somebody in a relationship, whether it's a marriage, a dating relationship, work relationship, other family members, neighbors. I mean, the list is endless. And I want to share some things with you as I did this talk at Jackson Christian Church recently about some things that kind of stood out to me out of James chapter 4 about how why we have conflict, and yet how we can get conflict resolution. The first one is, the source of all relational conflict is a failure to please God. Say that again. The source of all relational conflict is simply a failure to please God. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I want to give you three things. One, it's just seen in our excessive desires. The Bible talks about there in James chapter 4 is that you lust for what you don't have, and you want one that isn't yours, and you're even willing to risk violence and to get your hands on it. And, you know, I've talked about this many times. God loves to bless his children. It's okay. He loves for us to have nice things, but he also blesses us to be a blessing with our finances and with our material goods. And yet, I think sometimes when we get conflict in relationships, it's because maybe we didn't get something we wanted. And as we've talked about numerous times on Hope Is Here, there's a difference in needs and wants. And so I think a lot of times, I was reading James chapter 4 in the Message version, that a lot of times it comes because we just don't get our own way. And we're fighting that desire deep inside of us. It's amazing at some of the first words that little kids, babies learn as they start to talk is what? Mine. Mine. You know, and me, and I. And it's interesting to enter the middle letter of the word pride, P-R-I-D-E, is what? I. Pride, I mean, you struggle with pride, and I've shared with this that I have many times here on Hope Is Here that I've struggled with pride. Don't really have a reason to, but I do. And so, we have to be careful about our excessive desires because they can cause relational conflict in a big way. Second thing that causes relational conflict is it's seen in our lack of asking. You know, we don't ask God, is this of you, or God, could you help provide this? And, you know, so many times we go to what the world says instead of what God says. In James chapter 4, talks about in verse 2, you wouldn't think of just asking God for it, would you? And why not? Because you might be asking for something you know you don't have a right to. You're spoiled children, each one in your own way. Yet the fact of the matter is a lot of times we just don't ask. And, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. I want to encourage you, maybe you need to ask God with this conflict you're having is, Lord, is it something that I'm seeking that's self-centered and not God-centered? The fact of the matter is our one and only lives, we can just take those. We only get one. Take your one and only life and just see, you know, Lord, when I've got conflict, maybe it may only be 10% your responsibility or fault. I'm not trying to play the blame game here, but man, our culture's good at that, aren't they? We're so good at blaming somebody else when we make a mistake, and it's okay to make mistakes unless it's something you do consistently all the time, and then it becomes a choice. But the fact of the matter is that sometimes we have relational conflict because of excessive desires, also our lack of asking God instead of others. And then the third thing I think that causes relational conflict, there's obviously other things, but just three things I want to share with you today, is we ask with wrong desires. You know, I talked about that needs and wants thing again, and what are desires. And I want to say this, I said it already, but, you know, it's okay to have nice things. God's fine with blessing his children, and some of the most generous people I know are followers of Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes when we've got conflict in a relationship or something, it's because maybe we have got the wrong desire for something, whether it's for material or position. Maybe it's not a financial thing, it's position that we want, whether it's in a company or authority in a relationship. You know, there's just lots of things that we do sometimes that cause relational conflict because we're asking with the wrong desires. So I want to ask you, what's your desires like right now? What's your heart? The Bible says what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And I can tell when I'm speaking critical words of people or when I'm negative, when I'm angry, that it's a heart thing. I got to go back and examine my heart. I love the quote by Robert Jones in Pursuing Peace book. In page 49 of this book, Pursuing Peace, Robert Jones says, failure to please God, our failure, or the other person's, or both, is the ultimate cause of all relational conflict. Bank on it, he says. Whenever there is conflict, one or both people are not pleasing God. There's so much truth to that, isn't there? Second thing I want to talk to you about today, when we have conflict in our life and relationships, is what is the source of our conflict with God? First thing I want to share with you is I think that we have to be careful because God is in conflict with the world system. We sometimes forget that. We think that, you know, well, God, you're not doing this, and the world's telling me that, you know, this is the way it should be. Well, you know, God's ways are not man's ways. You know, the world talks about, you know, you deserve it. You should have it now, and we can have instant credit, and, you know, we can get debt, and high school kids and college students getting credit cards that no way can afford to make the payments on those, and you don't even want to do the payments because of the interest you're paying, and yet the world says it's okay to have lots of debt. And we've got next week, just really excited, going to be talking with Barry Cameron, who wrote a book called The ABCs of Financial Freedom, which is tremendous, that I read back in 2012 and did with my church and life group. And he's going to talk about some of those lies that the world tells us that are in conflict with God about finances. Another thing that causes us conflict in relationships is that, especially our relationship with God, is God is in conflict with us when we make friendship with the world. You know, friends, it's okay to, you know, we want to hang out with people that don't know Jesus and aren't followers of Jesus. I mean, I've had people that helped lead me and grow in my relationship with Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, are you being the influencer or are you being influenced? And maybe you're staying out too late on Saturday nights, going out celebrating after these UK football wins. And the fact of the matter is, then you oversleep and can't go to church, or you do go to church, but you don't get much out of it because you're so exhausted. And I'm not saying that, you know, you can't ever do that, but if it becomes a pattern, you start doing it every home game for UK football or all their games because they're on TV, if not, then you've kind of made friendship with the world and bought in. And just want to encourage you, the world, to do whatever it can with those 168 hours you get in a week to take away from those 2 hours you might give God on Sunday. And usually you might only be just an hour in actual worship, but the time you drive to get there and the drive back home. The second thing that can cause conflict in our, or third thing, I'm sorry, in our relationships with God and with others, is that God is, he's jealous. The Bible says that he is a jealous God. He's jealous for our affections. And, you know, it talks about in James chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, you're cheating on God if all you want is your own way. Flirting with the world every chance you get, you end up enemies of God and his way. And do you suppose God doesn't care? The proverb has it that he's a fiercely jealous lover. And what he gives in love is far better than anything else you'll find. It's common knowledge that God goes against the willful proud, but God gives grace to the willing humble. And, you know, God is a jealous God because he created us. He wants to have a relationship with us, and yet he doesn't want to control us. I mean, it wouldn't be a relationship, a real relationship or a healthy relationship if he did that. And he can treat us all like robots and control every decision that we made. And then, you know, we might not have conflict with anybody else, but it really wouldn't be an authentic relationship, would it? And I'm thankful that God gives me free will and gives me choices to make decisions, and that I choose to spend time with God, try to do it each morning before I leave the house. And occasionally I overslept, and, you know, I'm not saying because it's not about perfect attendance, but I just know the difference it makes. And when I do miss that time with God in the morning, how it affects my day and my heart and my thoughts and my actions. And so I want to encourage you to just think about that. Maybe you've gotten away from spending time with God, and just take 5 minutes and maybe start with whatever the day of the week is. Let's say today is the 25th. That you start with chapter 25 in Proverbs, or by the time you hear this, it may be the 2nd or 3rd of October, chapter 1, chapter 2, whatever the day of the week is. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and just reading that chapter is an easy way to get back in God's Word and let him speak to your heart. Well, we've been talking about what is the source of conflict in our life and relationships, and that's based off, we're basing this off of James chapter 4. So we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow and look how we get on the source of having conflict resolution and what God's Word has to say about it in James chapter 4. So tune in tomorrow for Hope is Here. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.